Take refuge. Real refuge is, by the way, we're doing the preliminaries before meditation. And preliminaries make the meditation go well, and if you don't do them, it's like not warming up before a race. First preliminary is taking refuge. And an act of refuge, real protection is not going, not bowing to an altar or something like that. It's understanding the emptiness of a problem that you have. So think of somebody you're having a problem with. Understand that it's coming from your mind. Decide that the next time you meet them, you won't react that negatively. And then because of their emptiness, you will see them as something better. And that's real act of refuge. So that's the only real protection from karma and suffering. So think of a person you're having a problem with. And think of take refuge with them. Think about bodhicitta. If you don't understand emptiness, then every time someone hurts you, and you get upset, and when you get upset, then you plant karma in your mind. And when you plant that karma in your mind, then it makes you see them or another person again as being upset at you. So it's a real circle that you cause yourself pain. And there are billions and billions of people who don't understand that. So every moment of the day, without any kind of control of their mind, they keep doing it over and over again. And they keep causing themselves more and more pain, and it adds up in your mind, and then finally you see yourself getting old and dying. Billions of people doing that. Think about that. And that's bodhicitta, which is the next preliminary. Next preliminary is to invite a holy being to sit with you in meditation. Imagine your Lama or somebody like that. And try to picture them clearly as a living being and not two-dimensional, not as a painting or a tanka, as a real breathing being. Then think about one of the good qualities that you can see, and think about all the ones you can't see. Bow down to them. My favorite one is understanding how they can read my mind and how they're working to help me in the future. Make them an offering. Traditional one is the sky filled with flowers. Another popular one is something about your practice that's going well, or something this afternoon or this evening about your practice that you would be proud to offer them. Offer that to them. Each of these preliminaries, try to do it for about 10 breaths. And think of something negative you've done or said or thought in the last day or two. And be very specific, think of it very clearly. And try to think of the words you said or the place, visualize it well, and then regret it. regret the bad karma plan in your mind. And think equally of something good you've done in the last few days. Something you said or you thought about. Did for somebody and try to rejoice in it. Be happy. And ask for teachings. Oh, I forgot one thing. Also, take a moment and rejoice in the deeds of great beings like His Holiness, the Lama Tsongkhapa. And take a minute to do that. And think about asking lamas to teach. Ask for teachings from during the day from all the chukus running around. You don't know who it is. Imagine that anything that happens to you during the day, someone's teaching you. I'm trying to think of real things in your life and someone is teaching you in an unexpected way. And then ask your lamas and your Dharma friends to stay, the ones who are close to you and help you. And then move if you have to move, if you have something to move. This is the preliminaries are finished. And then we'll start the main meditation. Watch your breath again. I didn't think of somebody you know who has a problem, like a physical problem. There's something wrong with their body. And picture them in their room clearly with that problem. And picture that you're close to them, maybe 2 or 3 feet away from them. They can't see you. They're sitting in their chair or whatever. You're close by. You're watching. Then imagine all their sickness coming from their body along all the blood vessels and coming towards the center of their body, towards their chest, and collecting in their heart. So in their heart, at the end is all their sickness, like a small ball, like a marble of some very thick, black, ugly stuff like tar. And then decide you'd like to take that pain from them, the sickness from them. When you take your in-breath, imagine like a black, thick black smoke coming from the ball. The ball is dissolving, and there's this thick black smoke coming up out of their lungs, into their throat, out of their nose. And it's coming towards you. And then each breath you take, let it come a little closer. And then at the last breath, stop it in front of your nose, like another black ball. Don't let it touch your face yet. Imagine that all the sickness is coming out of there. Now look in your heart, your own heart, and see a flame like a candle flame. It's still and it's strong. It's about an inch high. And it represents your selfishness. And it's based on your ignorance. It sees things as self-existent. So it's the tendency to think about yourself first and not serve other people. And it's based in not understanding emptiness. Thinking that you can get what you want for yourself by taking care of yourself and not taking care of others. Try to think of some specific examples when you've been suffering. Not thinking of those around you. What they need. How they see the situation that you're together. Now we're going to bring the black ball into you. And you're going to breathe in. Not yet. When I said start, and bring it into your nose, breathe it in, and the blackness is going to come like a thick smoke down to your throat, down into your chest, and then it's going to start getting close to that flame. And then slow it down, very slow, and see it drifting towards the flame. And then just when they make contact, see a bright flash, like a photo flash, camera flash. And in that moment, the flame goes out, and the smoke just drifts away, like the blackness is burnt up and vaporized. And then there's just a slight puff of smoke, like cigarette smoke, and it just disappears. So when I say go, then breathe that last breath. And get the flame ready in your mind. Get the blackness ready in your mind. And go, and breathe it in. And then imagine that your body is filled with this beautiful golden light. When the golden light comes up to a place between your eyebrows, a little bit above your eyebrows and straight between your eyebrows. And this gold light comes out of there. And it goes to the other person and covers them with gold light, inside and outside. And they feel it bathing them, and all their sickness is gone. And they feel the joy of someone who's just been cured from a very long illness, heart illness. And come back to this room. And picture the Lama in front of you. And ask them to bless you throughout the day. And you see them agree happily. They start to rise up in the air. They get smaller and smaller. And they come to the top of your head. They're reversed now. They're facing the same way as you. Feel the warmth of their body on the top of your head. Small, like 3 inches high. And then prepare for them a seat in your heart. It's not in your heart, but it's at the level of your heart. You go back towards your backbone, and it's about a little bit less than half an inch away from your backbone, in front of your backbone. And imagine a little chamber like a pea. And then put your mind into the chamber so it feels like a room. Imagine there's a huge, beautiful flower, like a rose, red rose flower. And it's open wide, and the petals are down. And in the middle, there's this beautiful cushion, like made of golden light, warm. And the whole little room, the whole little chamber, it's like a sphere, is filled with golden light. And then you ask them to come and stay in that room. And they agree, and you feel them shrink smaller and smaller and smaller until they could fit into a pea, and they start coming straight down from the top of your head to your heart. You can feel the warmth while they're coming down, and very straight, like an elevator shaft, they're coming down to that little room in your at the level of your heart. It feels like warm honey coming down. Then let them stay there, and they bless you throughout the day in that tiny little pea capsule room. And imagine that they're blessing you throughout the day. And then we did a good karma, and we're finished, and try to dedicate the good karma that you could become like them, like that Lama. And just for a moment, try to see yourself like them. Do a short prayer. Gyawandi gyawang kun sanam yeshe tsadzong shi sanam yeshe nang chung me tabba kumi tabba